Hey everybody, this is Brother Paxton, and it's a beautiful morning again here in the great state of Virginia. I want to talk to you for just a moment about unconditional surrender. Unconditional surrender. In the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 15, here's what Job said. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now that's unconditional surrender to God. But then he adds, even so, I will defend my own ways before him. Now, how often do we have that tendency in our lives to defend our own ways at no matter what level of commitment we find ourselves, that flesh can always creep up as we try to defend our own ways before the Lord. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, no surrender with conditions is acceptable. As an evangelist, I have seen hundreds, even thousands, respond to the gospel. Some, I find out later, have fallen by the wayside, while others have stuck to it. Could it be that unconditional surrender is missing from the commitment of some? I think that's very accurate to say. The whole truth is, if Jesus is not Lord of all, then we limit how he can work in and through our lives. And there's a danger in you and I encouraging people to give their lives to Christ by bargaining with the Lord or applying conditions. Some say, Lord, if you'll just get me out of this fix that I've got myself into, if you'll just get me out of this tough spot, then I'll serve you for the rest of my life. But this may or may not result in long-lasting commitment. This might not result in a deep faith that will stand the test of time and the storms of life. There's no record in the Bible of the Lord encouraging this type of shallow commitment. Lord, if you get me out of my problems, I'll serve you. How many times have people said that? Lord, if you'll do this for me, I'll do this for you. And then the Lord does it, and we go on our merry way. And soon, all too soon, we forget our commitment to him. That is not what God is looking for in this hour. That's not what's pleasing to the Lord, and it produces a shallowness of spirit in the believer. What the Lord does say is, in Luke 9:23, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The Lord is looking for those who are prepared to surrender their lives unconditionally to him. In John 15:13, the Bible tells us, a greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I'll ask you today a question that I often have to ask myself. Are we God's friend? Do we lay down our lives? Do we give him our all on the altar? And secondly, are we our neighbor's friend? Would we lay down our lives? Everybody would get that lofty spiritual feeling, oh yes, I'll lay down my life for God, but would you lay down your life for your neighbor? And the scripture teaches that if we don't love our neighbor who we can see, then we really do not love God whom we have never seen. And that's a very intricate subject, because all of us have those times in our day or whatever when we don't really necessarily feel like being around people. We don't want to talk to people in the moment or whatever the case might be. And sometimes we even go so far as to say, you know, I love God, but I sure don't like his people. But the Bible says that that's an impossibility. That if we don't love our neighbor who we can see, we cannot love God who we have never seen. Are we God's friend? Are we our neighbor's friend? Are we willing to surrender all to the service of the King in this hour? Praise God. It's a sobering question and one that we need to entertain. It's not commitment to serve the Lord for what we can get from him, or even for what we can give to him. That's not commitment. What can I do for God? That's not commitment. Because you see, we're basing our worth and our value, we're basing it on what we can do. And when we can't do anymore, then we think we're worthless. But I want you to know that your value is so high in the eyes of God that He sent Jesus to die on a cross just for you. And so our commitment back to Him cannot be based on what He has done for us or what we can do for Him. It has to be based on who God is. What motivated God to send Jesus to the cross was a love for all humanity. And that love was unconditional. And so He asks back from us an unconditional surrender. We should serve Jesus Christ for one reason only. Because of who He is. Yes, He helps us and He provides for us. And He takes care of us and leads and guides us. But we serve Him because He is a magnificent and loving God. Not only for what He does for us. His goodness is enough. His love is enough. His holiness is enough. His faithfulness is enough. So when you tell God that you love Him, show Him also. I want to say that again. Because all of us, myself included, are very good at throwing words out there. Words roll so glibly from our lips. And when you tell God you love Him, show Him also. And that takes continual daily surrender of my life and my will to Him. And as I'm doing that, that is communicating back to the Father that I love Him also. Praise God. We can stay committed, as we see in the following verses. And sometimes it's tough to maintain that level of commitment, but I want to read from James chapter 5, and I want to read verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Patience. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he received the early and the latter rain. There's a deluge coming. There's a glory coming. Hallelujah. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws near. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge stands before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. In other words, the Lord has pity on us, and He has tender mercies in the midst of our efforts to stay committed in an uncommitted age, to stay surrendered unconditionally in a generation that knows so very little about unconditional surrender. Everybody's got a deal that they want to give the Lord. And the Lord just simply says, hey, I love you. I sent Jesus to die for you. Won't you surrender to my will for your life? God has our best at heart. And if we would only surrender, we could walk into the perfect will of God for us. And each one of us is different. We're unique. We're individual. And God has a plan for us. But we need to stay committed to unconditional surrender. I want you to look at these words that James spoke. Patience, waiting, suffering, endurance, and perseverance. All of this is involved in unconditional surrender. These are not the ingredients of popular preaching and reading these days. Today we're addicted to happy thoughts and synthetic optimism. Sweet little lies, though they may be, back in the real world, life is filled with waiting and with enduring. This is where real and committed faith can pull us through as we endeavor to go God's way in a generation that has only its own appetites at the front of its plate. So, ladies and gentlemen, today, when we talk about unconditional surrender, when we talk about the will of God, when we talk about staying committed in an uncommitted age, we have to remember our heart will move us in the direction of the object of our love. And our love must be based on the fact that God is so filled with love that He sent Christ. And it's not only what He's done for us or what we can do for Him, as I said a while ago, But we love him just simply because of who he is. What that ingredient that moved the Father to redeem his fallen creation is enough to make me surrender to him, because he completed what he started. So many today, it's hard to love in an unconditional way people who don't complete what they start. You love the person, but it's hard to be around that. But God always completes what he starts. And he started a good work in you, and the Word of God tells us he will be faithful to complete it in the day of Jesus Christ. And so we look forward to that day. When you make a commitment to the Lord, stick with it. Don't back out. Don't back down. Don't get weary in well-doing, for you will reap what you sow, and you will reap if you faint not, the Scripture tells us. So when the Lord asks for your surrender, he doesn't ask that you put anything with it. I'll surrender, Lord, if you heal me this time. I'll surrender, Lord, if you save my loved one. I'll surrender to you, Lord, if you get me out of this jam. And all of those things are legitimate prayer concerns for the believer. Go ahead and pray about it. But as far as your surrender and commitment to the Lord, Lord, I stand with you no matter what. I stand with you because of who you are. I will go where you tell me to go. And my desire is to have your desires be what motivates my life. If that's your heart attitude today, I have to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that you will see miracle after miracle after miracle in the hour that we're living in, as God invades your life with his glory. And we will see days of heaven upon the earth, in Jesus' name, as we await the soon return of our Canaan King. So from Rockbridge County, Virginia, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. This is Brother Paxton saying, go with God, and he will go with you. Bless you.